Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last time we gave you a behind-the-scenes look at American Right to Life. I think that might have been with their research director, Daryl Berkey. Well, today, there is an under-the-radar team of developers, artists, researchers, writers from around the country that works to promote personhood and the right to life of the unborn child. And the team leader for the development arm of that effort is Nathan Rambeck. Nathan, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, Bob. It's great to be on the show.
Well, it's so good to have you on the air, Nathan. This is neat because there is a new service offered at American Right to Life's website. But before we get to that, could we sort of give an invitation to people who might want to participate with our, we have somewhat of an under-the-radar team that meets every Monday night for years, a conference call via Skype, and people could join it by phone too, but
right.
What kinds of things does this team, and I'm on it pretty much every week for all these years,
right.
what kind of things does the team try to do?
Well, we're basically trying to take over the world. But, so we're focused on a lot of the pro-life efforts, a lot of the personhood type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And meeting every week, Monday nights, to help put these, try to put all these projects together.
Mm.
There's a team of volunteers, some of them are able to help more than others, and lots of different skill sets involves people doing research. Like you said, I think artists doing artwork for us.
We have an artist pool that has been very encouraging. We always could use more artists. In fact, Pro-Life Profiles just sent out a press release yesterday of two new profiles that were published for Priest for Life and Father Frank Pavone,
right,
and another for Ann Coulter. And every time a profile is published, well, we need an artist to sketch the person from profile from the side. And there are profiles coming out soon for Michelle Bachman and Mike Huckabee,
yep,
and others. So it's we need more artwork done. And so if somebody out there is good at sketching, whether it's computer art, hand drawn art, painting, we need your help, and there's always things to do to fight for the personhood of the unborn child.
That's right. The biggest efforts, I think, that we've done is the Pro-Life Profiles.
Mm.
And it's a tremendous resource, and a lot of work, especially in the area of research, has gone into that site.
Mm.
In developing just a solid case for each of the individuals or organizations that we've profiled.
Mm-hmm. And it is growing. If you look at the homepage of Pro-Life Profiles, there's the new symbol next to two of the profiles on the homepage. And then there's a depth to this website because there are Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, Tier 4 organizations and leaders based on their policy toward personhood and the right to life of the unborn child. And it is shocking how many groups and leaders that are supposed to be pro-life are Tier 3 and Tier 4, which is
right.
Tragic. Tier 4 is personhood never. Just people who are against the right to life of the unborn child, people that you would think are pro-life because they claim to be, but this gets past the rhetoric and looks at
right.
their actual record.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, there's a real dearth, a real lack of real principle in the pro-life movement. And one of the things that we're trying to do is bring people's attention to, you know, what individuals' views really are,
mm-hmm,
and what they need to be.
Yeah, and maybe I could tell the audience something that we just this is a minor thing, but on Pro-Life Profiles, there's a $100 bill, and it's at the bottom of every right. page, and there's a half of a $100 bill, like torn in half, on the homepage, and it says, win this, find an error.
Right.
And that's quite a claim, an offer to make on the internet to the whole world.
Right.
I mean, that could get expensive, especially we got to have 1,000 footnotes and sources on this site, Pro-Life Profiles. And you click on the $100 bill and it indicates, you know, what you have to document your correction. And you find out how to do that, how to submit it. You can win $100. And if we pay somebody $100 because they corrected some significant error, we're thankful.
All right.
I mean, that's a cheap way to get your stuff fact-checked.
Yeah, that's right. We want to get the truth out there.
Yeah, we want to get the truth out there. And so this past week, Monday night, this week we said, let's take that torn $100 bill and let's put it atop every profile right at the top. So people, when they go to it, when you read stuff on the internet, you might think, well, this stuff is probably made up.
Sure.
But that way, at the top of every profile, they can see the confidence factor that American Right to Life has in these dossiers, in these reports, mm-hmm. that these are reliable. So.
And how long have we had Pro-Life Profile been less than a year, maybe?
No. It's at least, it'll be 2 years, I think, in September.
Wow.
2 years in September. And I remember when it was published, there's a left-wing secular news magazine, Mother Earth News.
Right.
That's
okay.
been around forever, since I was a kid. And they published the fact that when Sarah Palin's profile was published, within 24 hours, the Palin campaign took down a major part of their official website. They took it down because we were documenting her aggressive pro-abortion actions and words.
That's right. I remember that. Did we capture what was on before they took it down? I think we did, right?
Yeah, we sure did. In fact, Mother Earth knew. I'm looking at the Sarah Palin.
I think it's Mother Jones, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Mother Jones. Thank you. Mother Jones News. So I'm looking at our Sarah Palin profile right now. It's just prolifeprofiles.com/Palin, or you just click on her sketch on the homepage.
Right.
And it says Sarah Pack Scrubs Site. Mother Jones News reports that within 24 hours, Sarah Palin's campaign took down, removed their own glowing news reports of her pro-abortion activities, and then Pro-Life Profiles put it all back up on the internet because they had local copies in their archives. So they took it down, and we put it back up. Hey, and Nathan, we've been doing that kind of thing for years. Like, for example, Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson wrote, after you recall the full-page newspaper ads that American Right to Life and other leading pro-lifers took out all over the country about the scam of the partial birth abortion ban. And when that appeared in the Colorado Springs Gazette, which is where Focus on the Family is headquartered, this full-page ad, open letter to Dr. Dobson, about a week later, Dr. Dobson wrote, "Ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life." And he admitted that.
Tragic.
It's tragic, and it's good that he at least admitted it. And so, but then they took it down, so we put it right back up.
Right.
We put it back up because the truth is vital to winning a moral battle.
Yeah, there's nothing like this anywhere on the internet or anywhere else. Before Pro-Life Profiles was up, you had to do a lot of research if you wanted to look at candidates or other individuals and figure out exactly where they stand, not where they say they stand necessarily, but what they've done, the things they voted for, the people they've appointed, all those types of things. And we document all those things in detail to get to the truth.
Yeah. From a conservative Christian perspective, And we say if there's any politician or group that's not listed in Tier 1 at Pro-Life Profiles, they can raise their ranking simply by asking, and we'll take them at their word.
Right.
All they have to do is let us know which tier describes their commitment to the personhood and the God-given right to life of the unborn child, and we'll take them at their word.
Right, because we want people to at least make the commitment to the personhood of the unborn child. Even if they make mistakes along the way, making that commitment is a huge step forward.
Yeah, so that site, the American Right to Life site, and these sites have a richness to them and a depth of content and materials. There's a lifetime education available on these sites. And so on the Monday night Under the Radar team, the conference call, which is 7 o'clock Eastern, the kinds of things we need, we need web designers.
Right, graphic artists.
Graphic artists, especially people who work in Drupal.
All of our sites are run on Drupal.
Right.
And so
which is the world's
experience, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, which is the world's second largest content management system for the internet. And then also we have programmers who, for example, the exceptions calculator, when Ann Coulter's profile that was published yesterday, put out with the press release, Ann Coulter was speaking of George W. Bush, and she said, you know, George W. Bush, he has exceptions which amount to only a couple hundred abortions per year.
Right.
And, you know, when she said only, that's tragic,
right?
Because,
yeah, it is.
I mean, you're a mass murderer if you kill, what, 7 people? You're a mass murderer.
Right.
So even if it was right, only a couple hundred children killed per year, but her profile shows from the exceptions calculator that when you, and anyone could do this, anyone on the internet could put in George W. Bush's name, the years of his term in office as president, and then you just checkmark what his policies were.
Right.
And it calculates, as you checkmark each exception that he has, the number starts growing and growing,
right,
and growing.
It's amazing. It's people don't think about the numbers when it comes to exceptions.
Right. And so Bush is, the tragic body count is 3.3 million children were killed while George W. Bush was president, not by Roe v. Wade and laws that he disagrees with,
right,
but by his own policies and approval.
Right.
So Ann Coulter says it'd be only a couple hundred abortions per year, and it was millions.
Right, and I like what you say, Bob, about exceptions. It's not that people are pro-life with exceptions. We could say that they're pro-choice
with exceptions.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. They're pro-choice with exceptions, and it's the exceptions that God looks at.
Right.
God doesn't look at all the fruit that Eve didn't eat. He doesn't look at all the women that David did not violate or all the babies that Herod didn't kill. He looks at the exceptions.
Right.
So,
I tell people, you know, what if the exceptions were your kids? What if they were your very own kids?
Mm.
Would they still be exceptions, or would that
cause
you to change your mind?
Yeah, that's a euphemism for a child who is dismembered.
Mm-hmm.
Child,
right,
who's murdered, the euphemism, the abortionists call them POC, products of conception.
Mm.
The pro-life Republicans call them exceptions. So they both use euphemisms to defend the kids that they kill. So,
right.
So on the Monday night, the Under the Radar team, web designers, programmers, I think the exceptions calculator, I think, was programmed in PHP, and there's work that could be done on
Flash.
Flash
as well, yep.
Okay, Flash. Then a graphic artist, like you said, sketch artist,
yep,
researchers, writers. We need writers.
Right.
Our team needs writers. And
unskilled labor, you might call it, you know, people to learn how to post things to the site.
Yeah.
Change words or even kind of do some editing and reviewing drafts.
Right. What a great point. Proofreading.
Right.
And folks who are who maybe could help keep sites updated with the latest news, for example.
Yes.
So there's all those needs. And so that's quite a step to say, hey, I'd like to help in that area. And we know that Planned Parenthood employees listen to this show. For years they have. In fact, Planned Parenthood had one of their employees. Do you remember this, Nathan Rembeck?
I think I remember this story, yes.
Yeah, working in my home. In
right,
my home.
Yeah.
In our, we had a pro-life office in my home years ago. And my son, Josiah, is here in the studio. And he remembers Patty Krangle. She worked in our home for a year. Every Thursday for 4 hours for 1 year. And when she came to the front door, she's a volunteer staffer. When
right.
she came to the front door, we identified her as a pro-abort before she got through the door. And we realized she was a pro-abort. She was lying to us, but we
sure.
decided to allow her in, and she would become an unwitting double agent for us. We'd feed bad information to Planned Parenthood through her for a year.
Right.
It was fun. And then she turned up in a Planned Parenthood uniform, you know, at the abortion clinic when we finally let her go, so to speak.
Right. I think you go into that story in detail. And is it the Nicer Than God album?
Nicer Than God. I think you're right.
Yeah.
The Nicer Than God Bible study album. Yeah, thanks
Talk
for
about deceiving people.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like in the Bible, the times that God has people who are following him deceive the enemy.
Right.
So
right.
So it certainly is possible that we would have a pro-abortion person volunteer to be on our team. And so that's a problem. And we would ask God for the wisdom to make sure this is a person who's a known quantity to some pro-life group, some church group. But we welcome you to come on and say, hey, I want to help, and to start getting involved. But then there's something that anybody could do, even a pro-abort. Every pro-lifer, I think, should try this. There's a new feature at American Right to Life's website that you guys have implemented. So what is that feature?
Okay, so on American Right to Life, we've got a whole list of resources, posts on the site that are just all over the place. And we wanted to be able to give people a resource that they can go through systematically to kind of get an education. Systematically. So taking all these resources that we've posted on this site over the years and put it into a single place where people can go through and read. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of information. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is.
I think we talked about having about 40 items and going through it over 40 days.
Yeah, that's one way people can do it, right. So right on American Right to Life's homepage, there's a link that says get a 20-year Right to Life education right here in only 40 days.
Right.
The education needed to fight and win. And so they could do it in 40 days or they could do it quicker or, you know, at their leisure.
Sure.
But when they click on that, get a 20-year Right to Life education, they come up with a list of resources, My Right to Life Education. And as they go through these, for example, there's an article, The Bible and Abortion. And American Right to Life, when this team publishes resources, the goal is that it would be one of the best, if not the best resource on that topic available anywhere in the world,
right,
including on the internet. And so The Bible and Abortion is this extraordinary resource organized by topic, and so that's one of the resources. So you go through that, you read that, and then you check it off, and the website remembers that you, who you are, and that you have now covered that resource.
Yeah, let me step back a little bit. So when you first go to this page, you see some instructions at the top and a list of all these resources that we've kind of aggregated, and it's just a bullet list. But what you're talking about, being able to kind of manage this list, you have to create an account on the site first.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried to make that as easy as possible. So you can register with your username and password. But we also let people register with their Facebook account or their Google account. So all they have to do is click a link, and it'll automatically register them or log them in with their Google, Facebook, or Yahoo
account.
Yeah, so
if you have a Gmail account, a Google account, Facebook, then you just click to log in or to register, and you say, okay, yeah, I've done this before, and I could just click on this Facebook symbol or this Google symbol, and now I have an account on American Right to Life's website.
That's exactly right. So once you're logged in, you'll see some checkboxes by this list of items. And basically, as you go through each resource, and I think we've ordered them in the order that we might suggest that they go through.
Yeah, a somewhat logical order to build on the fundamental principles.
Right, exactly. But, you know, sometimes people have maybe something they're really interested in looking at, mm-hmm. so they can go through them in any order if they want, if they'd like.
Yeah, they could jump around.
After they finish reading through a resource, if the resource is on American Right to Life on the website, at the end of the resource that they read, they can click that I've read this. Or they can go back to the list and click that checkbox right next to the name of the list. Some of the items are actually on other sites like Pro-Life Profiles.
Right.
And so in those cases, they can just go back to the list when they're done reading and check it off that they read it. And so the site will just keep track for you where you're at, and so that you can get through all of these in a systematic way.
Mm-hmm. And so then eventually somebody is going to know that they have actually received a comprehensive, systematic education for fighting to end the killing of innocent children, fighting for the Lord, of course, that God is our creator, and that
right.
abortion is wrong because it's a baby. It's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby. And,
right.
and that's because God said, thou shalt not kill, and he made us, including from the first moments of our existence, in his image and his likeness.
That's right. And I think this is really important, too. I mean, there's a lot of information and resources out there on why it's wrong to intentionally kill an unborn child. You've got pro-life organizations that are training people on how to defend the pro-life view and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that there's really a lack of is how to fight the battle in a principled manner. And I think that's one of the things that we're trying to educate people in, because so many organizations and so many individuals are fighting the battle in a unprincipled way, and they're compromising God's commandments as they're trying to fight the pro-life battle.
Now, that sounds like quite an accusation, but American Right to Life has been documenting that, for example, even though our pro-life Republican presidents have nominated the majority of the federal judiciary, this is the third branch of government, the federal judiciary.
Right.
So we should own the federal judiciary.
Right.
The federal judiciary should be basically, it should have the values of the Republican platform.
Right.
Because we've had Republican presidents for Ronald Reagan, George Bush, George W. Bush. We've nominated about 60% of the federal judiciary. However, the federal judiciary, that one-third of the government, is radically pro-abortion.
Right.
It's also pro-evolution, anti-creation, pro-homosexual, and so on, pro-godlessness in our schools, in our government.
Mm.
And so the strategy, the compromisers, like, for example, National Right to Life, they say, well, we have to be pragmatic. Well, of course we do, but pragmatism is what works.
Right.
And what they're doing has completely failed for 30 years.
Yes.
So, yeah, teaching how to fight, learning, and because we're all in this together, we're learning how to fight in a principled way so we take the moral high ground so that we will win.
Yeah, one of the principles of maybe is, hey, let's vote for Republican presidents who are going to put judges on the bench, appoint judges that are, what's the word they use?
They're strict constructionists.
Yeah, strict constructionists, that's right.
Yeah.
And so we look at how that's gone so far over the last 30 years, and it's a big, huge failure.
Yeah.
But you go to, let's say, a March for Life or a Walk for Life or something like that, and you ask just a typical pro-lifer or a group of pro-lifers, you know, how many pro-life justices are there in the Supreme Court? And how many of them will say what the right answer is? Zero.
Right. Pretty much none, because they've been misled, because it helps your fundraising if you say we only need one more judge.
Right.
So American Right to Life, this is one of the resources that you checkmark once you've gone through it, has offered $10,000
right
for somebody to name one pro-life justice, just one, name one pro-life justice on the U.S. Supreme Court who has ever advocated or argued that the unborn child has a right to life, ever.
Right.
And there are none. So that money has stayed in the bank all these years now.
Right.
There,
I was going to ask,
yeah,
with the pro-life profiles, you know, we offer the $100 for just pointing out a single mistake, and the site's been up for over a year and a half. I was going to ask you, how much money have we given out so far?
Well, we have not given out any money. And, you know, we say now you have to document. You can't just say, well, that's wrong. Because like Ron Paul supporters, you know, those guys, they say, well, that's wrong. We say, well, you have to document what is wrong. But, Nathan, when we do interviews, like we got a call from a California talk radio program, and somebody from American Right to Life will be on there tomorrow talking about the Ann Coulter and Father Frank Pavone profiles that were published this week. And so when we do those shows, we expand it. We say, if you find any error, if you find a typo, if you find a broken link, we will give you $100. And so there's the offer that's there, $100 every day all over the world. And then there's the offers when we make it extreme so that we want people to know that you can rely on this information.
Right. And that $100 offer on profiles and these other offers do that. Mm. Hey, you know, who doesn't want $100 to make a quick $100?
Yeah.
But so many individuals, as we've kind of found out, they're maybe not as interested in what the facts are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's unfortunate.
Yeah, there is a Massachusetts history teacher who sent in a message to Pro-Life Profiles.
Okay.
He said, you guys produce research as though you care that God is watching. This has edified me so much. And that's on the site also under comments. Hey, thank you, Nathan Rambeck. Thanks for being the team leader.
Absolutely.
All right, may God bless you.